It's no secret that in peak season, Yellowstone National Park is getting really, really crowded these days. Standstill traffic, limited parking, and long bathroom lines are becoming the norm. But there's one little-known way to experience the park that offers a rare private glimpse. It's by bicycle. Just before the roads open to motorized vehicles, and just as the snowpack is starting to melt, our Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen gave it a go.
It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm pulling into the south entrance of Yellowstone National Park in my Subaru. In the summer, this spot can be a total zoo. Today, there are only a few parked cars and nobody to be seen. That's not the sounds of a real wolf. It's Yellowstone's AM radio playing on my car stereo.
In Yellowstone National Park.
During this time of year, services within the park are shut down. That means very few, if any, rangers or park employees around to answer questions. So this broadcast plays at each of the park's entrances to let us know the rules and how to keep ourselves safe.
Roads start reopening to automobiles in late April.
The road here at the south entrance is still closed to cars. A locked metal gate keeps cars from going any further. As I get ready to hop on my bike, Michelle Chang and her boyfriend pull into the parking lot. They both live in Jackson.
We actually primarily mountain bike, but to be able to ride in the park without all the cars and before all the tourists come in, it's a great opportunity to get out there on the road bikes.
Chang plans to ride the 44-mile round trip to West Thumb and back today.
So what are you packing with you on the trail? Obviously water, I'm guessing sunscreen. What else are we talking about?
Yeah, we have all the essentials to make sure that if anything happens to the bike, so spare tubes and, you know, inflators for the tires.
Plenty of snacks to keep their energy up.
And a bunch of layers because, you know, we are still in that springtime condition, so it could get pretty cold.
And maybe the most important thing, bear spray. Black bears and grizzlies are active this time of year. Chang wouldn't mind seeing one.
But not too close. Would be great. I don't know if I can outride them on even my road bike.
I agree. I already spotted two grizzlies this morning on my drive through Grand Teton. It was exciting from the relative safety of my car. On my bike, not so much. Chang and I bid each other happy trails, and I checked the forecast one last time, just to be sure. Partly sunny with a high of 55, so I hit the road.
A little bit of that lovely Wyoming wind, of course.
The road is dry and completely plowed, and it's flanked by pine trees.
Snow is like 15 feet tall right here.
A note here for anybody out there who wants to give this a try. There's a bit of downhill, but it's mostly up.
The hill that never ends.
About a mile in, the road crosses Spiria Creek. It's a wide and shallow stream of water, just the kind of place you'd see wildlife. But no such luck today, so I keep riding. When I get to the top of the first major climb, I stop for a snack and some water. I tuck into some jerky, Babybel cheese, and fruit snacks as I look over the view. Lewis River snakes through the valley, and looking back down the road, I can see a distant glimpse of snow-capped Tetons. But what really strikes me is how quiet it is. It feels like I have Yellowstone National Park completely to myself. I bike a few more miles before I decide to turn around. It's a nice change to coast downhill for most of the ride back. In the parking lot, I run into some other cyclists that just wrapped up their ride. Like me, they didn't see anyone else on the road. Jeff Hewitt is from Jackson. He's surprised there aren't more people around.
Because it's the last weekend, I thought there'd be more cyclists as well. It's not as nice today. It was forecast to be more sunny, but it was beautiful.
Hewitt says it's the best way to experience the park, but not a lot of people know about it.
They don't publicize this, and it's hard to find out if it's open.
Updated road information is available on the website, but it can be tricky to navigate. And taking in the park by bike attracts a specific kind of visitor, one that doesn't mind cardio or cooler temperatures.
We come out here every year, and we try to do this, and it's really a treat.
I agree. I'm tired after a great day and really looking forward to indulging in a slice of pie a la mode in the next town. I didn't see as much wildlife as I expected, but as I drive away from the park, I see some more grizzlies, three this time. It's from the safety of my Subaru again, making it the perfect end to my visit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.